Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Tack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Stovey telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And again, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. We have a good time here. It's a modern world. We love to get you on and hear us, but we know we only have you for a limited amount of time. And when we do, we actually like to have us get up and go. And, you know, a get up and go can sometimes get up and went. And for us, it's all about radio on the go, as I say. And look, it's your head somewhere. You're walking a dog. You're getting the kids off to school. You're getting somebody off to work. Or maybe you're even sitting at your desk as we go along. And well, guess what? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. It's the way you go about radio on the go. So, you know, tune us in. /talk, listen live. You know the drill. It's out there for you each and every day. And for us, you know, look, what's most important, the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. And what I mean is all around the country. You can AM, terrestrial, police bands, you know what it is. Look, if you see a soldier on the street, guy, girl, sailor, Air Force, Coast Guard, doesn't matter what it is. Just give them a hearty handshake and be on your way, all right? Because they're running towards the danger while we are running away from it. We're going to tap out right here. When we come back, we'll set the table for you here on this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Valvoline Conventional, just $24.99. Save big with Valvoline Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sandy Roberto out on the coast, making sure it's on. Not always easy if to task, duct tape, and, well, you know the drill. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Always headlines in the world of sports, and today is no different. Josh McDaniel walking away from a head coaching position to remain with the Patriots. Patriots lose their defensive coordinator. They keep their offensive coordinator and perhaps the successor to Bill Belichick. And, you know, look, it's I don't know that Belichick is stepping out the door, but having reached an agreement in principle to become the next head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay gets spurned, Robert Kraft gets rewarded, and Josh McDaniels stays with the New England Patriots. And this is reported by Adam Schefter. It's rock solid as far as my resources go. And we'll see how it plays out. But considering that Patricia was named immediately after the Super Bowl, and the fact that you had all speculation, all indication, all contractual obligations allegedly were put into this going on, Josh McDaniels walks away from a head coaching opportunity, a chance to kind of redeem himself, and sticks with the New England Patriots. I'm shocked. I got to admit, I'm shocked. You know, we've talked about this all the time. And look, it is stability in the coaching profession is kind of few and far between. But after New England lost, Robert Kraft got a hold of Josh McDaniels. And he convinced him. I don't know how he ended up doing it, other than money, of course. But the contract was not signed with Indianapolis. And he convinced him to stay. And Josh McDaniels is a very highly paid coordinator. He makes well over $1 million a year. So that bump must have been significant. And I would imagine there's some level of agreement that Josh McDaniels is going to end up succeeding Bill Belichick when it's all said and done. Now, you know, the whole coach and waiting thing is really not something I'm particularly comfortable with. For me, it's not something I really get into. It just doesn't do it for me, to be completely honest. But, you know, look, if this is the case and these are the circumstances, well, so be it, because it's a hell of a good opportunity. A hell of a good opportunity. And I don't blame them. In a way, I don't blame them. There's no more stable organization than the Indianapolis Colts. And if for whatever circumstances, Josh McDaniels does have a handshake agreement to be the guy going forward, well, that's okay. I mean, then evidently they do have said agreement. So I don't know how it's going to play out in Bill land, which that itself remains interesting to be seen. But, you know, I'm surprised. I am. These are limited jobs. Not everybody comes a knocking. And, you know, look, there'll be more jobs open next year. But to walk away from that kind of situation, it's a bit of a head scratcher for me. What direction the Colts turn to next remains to be seen. But I got to tell you, I am a bit shocked. And that being said, like I said, how does this sit with Bill? Belichick, I don't want to say he's on the skids because he's not. But to revisit what we were talking about yesterday, you got a team that there's a little bit of dissent now. You got a 40-plus-year-old quarterback. You got a coach that's in his mid-60s. The window perhaps is closing. As I talked about yesterday, there's no given that this is going to end up going in that direction, that they're just automatically going back to the Super Bowl next year. But again, this came out of left field. And I talk about stability, which is why I question this. Yes, there's no more stable organization in New England. The quarterback and the coach have been lockstep since Tom Brady was made the starter. And Robert Kraft has backed that up with dollars and cents. And I get that. But I got to be honest about it. Jim Irsay, for all his limitations, you know, and he's had personal issues. They've chosen the wrong coach. They've chosen the wrong general manager. But it is a stable organization. And what I mean by that is this. It's a good stadium. It's an enclosed stadium. It's the only game in town, truthfully. They'd get the full backing of the Colts fans. McDaniels would be a very popular hire. And, you know, for whatever reason, and granted, during the process, McDaniels said he needed to talk to his family and a little bit of time to mull it over. But to be honest about it, they were reporting that he was the guy well over 2 weeks ago. Closer to a month. And when everything started to get sorted out, when Shermer got named with the Giants, when Del Rio got canned and Chucky got his contract up in Oakland, I was shocked. I got to be honest. I'm shocked. Now, there's other candidates out there. Some people that finished in the runner-up position for these jobs, I'm sure will be approached. And I would imagine that Indianapolis will fill this opening pretty quickly, but they felt they had their guy. And again, I want to emphasize, look, Irsay, if anything else, you know, you can knock them for the personnel that they choose. You can knock them for the people that they choose to make those decisions. But, you know, look at how long they held to Chuck Pagano being the head football coach. I mean, they kept him there for a long time. So Irsay, for all his off the field and out of the office issues, doesn't seem to have any kind of issue as to having stability within the organization. He rides it out for a long period of time. And if you're a head football coach, or you want to be a head football coach and you're moving into a new situation, well, number one, you get the job because of the fact your team stinks. And you got nowhere to go but up. After a 3-11 season for Indianapolis, it looked like that was the direction they were pointed in. He's got a franchise quarterback, albeit coming off a shoulder injury that didn't heal last year. He's got Jacoby Brissett in place, somebody he's familiar with and who ran his offense in limited doses, I understand, in New England. But the reality is, it looked like a pretty good situation for McDaniels. Evidently, not so much. Well, we're going to tap out right here. When we come back, we'll continue the NFL talk and a little more on this right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black, and, well, you're not.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black here. You there? 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and as we know, for many of you, it is. Shocking headline. Shocking headline in the world of sports. And I just spilled water all over myself. That's a nice thing to do this time in the morning. Josh McDaniels stepping away. Why he decided to do it? I don't know. Family has something to do with it. Now, according to Adam Schefter, he's been vacillating on this decision since the process. Now, he met with them on Wild Card Weekend. They had a second meeting. McDaniels was trying to get comfortable with the idea of taking his family out of New England and moving to Indianapolis. All right. Indianapolis, I've been there. It's a nice city. New England is nice. It's cold. But, it was an interesting decision. Now, I did speculate about the fact that, I don't see this as an immediate. Some people are reading into this as that Bill Belichick is going to close the door and then he's going to walk away. I don't see it. First of all, I don't see any way Bill Belichick goes out on a loss. That's number one. I mean, it could end up that way. There's no guarantee he's going to run through to the Super Bowl and win it again. I actually would have felt that Belichick would have been more likely to step out if they had won. Go out on the high note. Brady would have been the MVP with 500-plus yards, had that Hail Mary work and overtime and all the other speculation and things that could have happened that didn't. And maybe he walks away. But I don't think it's going to happen on a loss. And I think Bob Kraft, probably with the blessing of Bill Belichick, said, go get him. I want him to stick around. Now, it blew the Colts away. Mike Wells, who works in the front office, said, it's unreal. I'm at a loss. So they definitely thought that they had him. And McDaniels was out there. I mean, he made no bones about it. He interviewed with the Giants. He interviewed with Indianapolis. He interviewed with the Lions. And the Colts, well, they're kind of stuck between the old rock and the hard place now. There are three choices. Well, they interviewed a bunch of people, but a bunch of the guys who were on their list took jobs. Matt Nagy goes to Chicago. Mike Vrabel went to Tennessee. Steve Wilks, the Panthers defensive coordinator, who was a pretty hot candidate all over the place, ended up in Arizona. Matt Rhule staying at the school. And Chris Richard went to the Cowboys. And he ended up taking a defensive passing game coordinator coaching job. Now, that ain't a head coaching job. So I'll be real curious to see if maybe they revisit that. But yeah, they're stuck. I don't know what direction they go in. Do they turn and start promoting from within? It's a real distinct possibility. This was a complete mind blower. And I shocked. Shock doesn't even begin to describe it. So, we'll see. I really am surprised. Now, the other one, and we'll bounce back and forth between sports as we go forward, but Kristaps Porzingis hurt his left knee. It doesn't look good. Landed awkwardly. It was right after he just threw down a jam. It was a nasty, nasty dunk. Threw it down, and early speculation is that he really hurt his knee, and bad. So we'll see how it plays. But Knicks fans, don't be too optimistic. They did the MRI on him, took the air out of the building. Now, supposedly, as he went to get the MRI, he said he was okay. We'll see. But yeah, this isn't the first issue with the left knee. Looking at it, and I was watching a Knicks game, in real time, it was hard to tell what happened on the replay. It first looked like he turned his ankle, but in the long term, it looked like it ended up being knee, and no bueno. No bueno at all. Shame, and we'll see how it plays out, but just something to keep an eye on. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Like I said, just want to report on that just a little bit. But again, when you're looking within the National Football League and you look at everything that happened, I don't know exactly how this broke down, but yeah, the Colts back in the market. In the mocks. And now that the official pecking order is said, I'm real curious to see how it plays out. And just to talk a little bit about some of the guys at the top of the pecking order, and I'm talking playoff teams that made it. You know, if you look and you look at what direction these teams need to get over the hump and pieces, and I always like to do this after the Super Bowl, just because of the fact, you know, when you're close and when you do make the playoffs and you're getting that taste and you get a little bit of the playoffs and you're saying to yourself, all right. Well, we're starting with Buffalo, who has back-to-back picks. Now, I'm very curious, and again, you talk about the decision that McDaniels made. Whoever that new coach is coming in, he's already behind the eight ball. Because they're going to have to decide where and if they make a move out of the three hole. And all of that will depend, I believe, on if either the Giants or the Colts make a move. Or Buffalo's willing to make a move, I should say. Now, look, I've told you the scenario I believe is going to happen. Cleveland needs to draft a quarterback with the number one overall pick. They just need to. Period. Case closed. If they don't do that, they're putting themselves at risk for their quarterback not to be there when they come around to the fourth pick. They'll get a quarterback. There's no question about it. The question is, which one do they want? Do they want Donald? Do they want Rosen? Do they want Josh Allen? So if they get cute and they grab Saquon Barkley, there is absolutely no guarantee that the Giants will pick a quarterback with the second pick. And if the Giants should trade out, and I guarantee you that phone will be ringing to Detroit. You want it? Okay. It's going to cost you 20. It's going to cost you 21. And it's going to cost you a second next year. And I truly believe the Giants will pull the trigger on that if Barkley's gone. I think, and you know, this is gut. I have no inside source on this. But I truly believe that Barkley is their guy. Now, granted, the workouts have to happen. I get it. I get all of it. But I'm telling you, for their needs, for their purposes right now, there is absolutely no reason for them to grab a quarterback there. I know you need Eli's successor. And I know if one of them sitting there that they're truly in love with after working them out, they'll probably grab one. But I think it all depends on what direction Cleveland goes in and whether or not they decide to get cute. And if they do decide to get cute, well, and then somebody's going to pay the price. And it's probably going to end up being Cleveland in the fact that they may not get the quarterback that they're truly, truly in love with. And if that ends up happening and they end up with the second choice, well, you know their history as far as quarterbacks go. All right, we're going to tap out right here. When we come back, I'm going to continue with this. Like I said, we're going to get into the playoff teams that made it and what they have to need, what they need to get over the hump going forward and get back to the Super Bowl and maybe win it.
Year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many of the nation's plans, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with Cigna HealthSpring, Humana, and Florida Blue. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, we're back with the Attack on Black. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And you know, again, we're talking some National Football League here. Headlines. Right, big-time headlines. Josh McDaniels turning down the Indianapolis Colts. And then, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. Ramifications falling out from the Super Bowl. The Malcolm Butler stuff, which we'll get to in this segment. But, you know, again, I always like to look, and I do this every single year, at what the teams who were close but no cigar, and that includes the New England Patriots, need to do to get to the promised land. Starting off with Buffalo. Two picks, 21 and 22, with the opportunity to move up in the first round. There's going to be teams that are willing to trade down. And if Cleveland gets cute, they could end up doing themselves in. Now, in the CBS mock, they don't see my scenario. They say they have Cleveland, Graham, and Darnold, Giants grabbing Rosen, and then Bradley Chubb going to North Carolina State, which would mean Saquon Barkley sitting there at four, and there's absolutely no way Cleveland passes on him if that ends up being the case. But that ain't going to be the case. He has not fallen to number nine with the San Francisco 49ers. There's no freaking way. But it is a very deep running back class. And I guess the theory here, and, you know, all these mocks keep popping out, and we get all that, is that with the depth, four guys, and this is Chris Trapasso's article, and Chris is a good guy, I like him, that you can make up for it with the depth later on. Well, there's depth in the quarterback class, too. But, you know, that being said, no guarantees that your guy is going to be there. So, we'll see. I don't know. General managers have a tendency to outthink themselves sometimes. And when they do that, they end up screwing up for everybody, including the coach, and everybody's looking for work somewhere down the line. But like I said, look, playoff teams right now, how do you get further? Well, Buffalo Bills have the Chiefs pick at 22 and their own pick at 21. They have to make a decision on Tyrod Taylor. They also have to bolster that defense. It's not a good combination for a team that barely scratched in and shouldn't have barely scratched in if not for the Nathan, don't call me Nate Peterman experiment. And they almost outthought themselves, a rookie coach, trying to figure it out. And on Trapasso's draft, he's got Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State going up to Buffalo. Now, I don't quite buy that myself. From the people that I've talked to, Rudolph's stock has been falling. He hurt his foot, so he missed the senior game, and that cost him. Coaches were not happy that he wasn't able to go in. And, I mean, look, health comes first. I get it. But evidently he was playing with this foot injury all year. And not a good situation for Mason Rudolph, who's trying to improve his stock. Now he'll have his pro day, and he'll have the combine, all of which he'll get invited to. He's got terrific downfield ability, which is something that Tyrod Taylor doesn't have. I mean, he could chuck the ball downfield, but where it goes, nobody knows. So if they address with quarterback there, it wouldn't surprise me. Would Rudolph be their choice? That probably would surprise me. I think they're more apt to go with Jackson. I think it fits their style more. He's way more athletic. He has every bit as big an arm. He's not as accurate. But he gives Buffalo more options with their legs. With his legs, I should say. And Shady's still got mileage left on the odometer. So, to me, you could probably put him in right away, and he's a pretty good fit. Now, they'll do the old sign the veteran quarterback routine, just in case he's not ready. But I think overall, I think if they draft a quarterback, they need to draft somebody that they're relatively comfortable in going at that particular moment and saying, all right, here's the keys to the caddy. Go to work. And I don't know if that's going to end up being the case with Mason Rudolph. It might be with Jackson. So we'll find out. But again, they have so much to address. And defense is also one of them. And this particular mock has them going with Maurice Hurst, the defensive tackle out of Michigan. Well, that's a pretty solid pick. They're trying to get Kyle Williams to come back for one more year. He still has a little something going. Hurst would be a nice addition. And, you know, again, at 22, are you going to get an impact guy? I don't know. I mean, I could certainly see them making a play for Marcus Davenport there as well, because they could use more pass rush. But the interior is more of a concern for them. If for some reason Hurst goes earlier, because he could easily get grabbed by the Cowboys or the Seahawks, who could use a little beef up on the interior. And if that ends up being the case, maybe they grab Marcus Davenport, who's got great potential. He also has great bust potential. So, we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Takes us to the Rams at 23. This one has Marcus Davenport going. Senior Bowl was mixed for him. Early in the week, down in Mobile, it seemed as if he was deer in the headlights. And later in the week, however, he was manhandling people and getting to the quarterback during practice. So, which is it, you know? I don't know. If I was doing that, it's a reach. It's a reach there with this kid. I could certainly, and as I've looked at it, and I've looked at a number of the mocks, I could see him falling. And he's already fallen. He was projected somewhere around the 12 or 13 mark. And after the Senior Bowl, he fell. Now, in the game, he had a sack, a fumble recovery, and he rumbled in for a touchdown. He makes plays. Good fit for the Rams for one particular reason. They're probably going to let Robert Quinn, who's a one-trick pony, hit the free agent market. And if they can turn around and they can bookend him and get themselves a little bit of an inside-outside pass rush going, well, maybe they got something going there. Now, you know, Joey Bosa, for all the criticism that Jeff Fisher took, and, you know, I'm one of them, the Bosa turned out to be every bit what they hoped he would be. Now, oh, hell, I'm all right. I'm looking at the wrong page. Never mind. Teaming up with Aaron Donald, Michael Brockers, because I was looking at the San Diego draft just there. Never mind. Mark Barron, it's a speed outfit. And what I was meaning to say is that San Diego could grab him as well. And they're a little bit before, because bookending him with Bosa would make a whole lot of sense. So there's a possibility that they could lose him there, even if they wanted him. San Diego picks just a little bit in front of the Rams. I think it's four picks in front. And, yeah, Chargers pick four in front. I mean, it's possible they go with Deron Payne. But, man, if they could, if he works out well and he shows well in the combines, you know, 12 and a half sacks next year, last year, he's a real deal. He's a real deal. And has turned out to be the best defensive lineman in that draft, at least thus far. He's been healthy, stays on the field, even after the holdout initially. It's worked out pretty well for him. So, I could see them wanting to get the bookend situation going there. But, you know, again, right now this is all speculation. And, you know, hell, I'm good at it too. I can speculate as much as anybody else. If that's not there, perhaps the Rams go DB. Offensive line, they could use that. And, you know, what nobody else is talking about now, two of their starting guys are free agents. So, you know, if that ends up being the case and they end up losing their guys, well, you know, that's not going to do them a world of good either. So there's going to be people available there. James Washington's probably going to fall there. I think the Rams are going to be one of the more interesting teams as far as what direction they go, because they finally got it right with the quarterback. They do need to do weapons. So we'll see how it plays. Now, Carolina, my perpetual, they're about to fall off the face of the earth team. Well, maybe not so much. Now, they're projected to grab James Washington. Carolina doesn't have wide receivers. I mean, honestly. You know, when you look at what Cam is doing, it's pretty amazing. Because he does not have a ton of weapons. And, you know, when I look at Carolina and I see a window that's starting to close, well, if that window does slam shut, it's going to be the fault of management and not the fault of Cam. I like Cam, don't like Cam. Honestly, I don't care. But, you know, when you look at the weapons or the lack thereof that he has, you know, Devin Funchess, Greg Olsen, Curtis Samuel. They're still trying to figure out how to work Christian McCaffrey into it. So, yeah, again, we'll see. It'll be a good place for them to draft a wide receiver, no matter who's available at that point. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back. I'm Black. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. You're listening to Sports Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. And, you know, we're talking what playoff teams need to do to get themselves back into the mix. And I'm talking about the ones who barely missed, who were involved in the playoffs, but didn't quite get it done. You know, we all knew who won. First of all, how do you stay on the top of the mountain? Second of all, what do you do to get there if you didn't quite make it up the hill? And that's what we're talking about here. 1-800-878-PLAY. As I said, you know, again, when you look at teams on the rise, I don't think the window's closing on any of the ones that we've talked about thus far. And I think that's the case with Carolina. I don't think it's slamming shut. I loved the pick that they made last year with Christian McCaffrey, but they need more. Defensive line is getting old, so I could understand if they went D-line here. They went with very young defensive backs last year for the most part. If they decided to go there, I could understand. But they've got to get Cam more weapons. And why not James Washington? I mean, it seems to me that would be a pretty good spot. So that's where he's projected. And I think that's a fair range right there in the 24-25 range. Early on, he was projecting out as higher, perhaps even the first one to be drafted. But he's a little undersized, fast as hell. But he's not in that Julio Jones height category. And I think that's probably going to hurt him a little bit. Again, once he comes to the combine and he has the workout day and all that kind of good stuff moving forward, we'll see how it plays out. But would be a good fit for Carolina, another weapon for Cam Newton, who desperately needs one. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the news at the very top. And when we come back, We'll have more fun and frivolity, including continuation of this discussion, and on to bigger and better things in the world of sports. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.